Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're here with a very actionable conversation with a very active patient advocate out of the state of Illinois. Without further ado, what I would like to do is actually have her introduce herself, introduce the legislation, and then identify ways where those within the Illinois constituency can actively engage in the legislative process and help make legislation law. And so with that, I'd like to pass it on to Ms. Katz.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kat Hatz. I'm the Director of Communication, Law, and Public Policy at the American Pain and Disability Foundation. What that means is that I work on legislation a lot. Specifically, we've spent the last 3 years in Illinois working on Illinois House Bill 5373, which is critical to Illinois pain patients, specifically chronic pain patients' health care, as well as protecting their health care providers. So in that light, HB 5373 addresses a few issues that are currently problematic in Illinois. For example, since 2016, when the CDC issued guidance regarding the prescribing of opioids for chronic pain, the annual opioid-related deaths have skyrocketed. Now, in Cook County, which is our most populous county in Illinois, over 90% of those deaths involve illicitly manufactured fentanyl or its analogs. So they do not involve prescriptions. What happens when the guidelines were passed is that there was a crisis for tens of millions of Americans, and in turn, millions of Illinois residents who suffer from chronic pain. And practitioners were also placed in a bind because they face disciplinary action if they honor their clinical obligations and judgment. I've spoken to a number of medical practitioners who have talked to me about that dilemma. I've also talked to a lot of patients. House Bill 5373 was intended to correct the draconian crackdown on prescription pain medications and doctors exercising their clinical judgment. The way that we wanted to address that was threefold. First, make sure that all decisions regarding the treatment of chronic pain are between the patient and the practitioner. Okay? The second thing is to provide that ordering, dispensing, administering, or prescribing medication, including opioids, shall never be predetermined by any morphine and milligram equivalent guidelines, because those guidelines are not up to date with science. And the third and final thing that's most important is that when confidential information regarding an individual's prescription monitoring program data is released, in order for law enforcement to access it, they will need to obtain a court order or a valid subpoena with the relevant court. That would protect patients and their healthcare providers to a great degree. Now, I testified on this bill in the House in, I believe it was end of March, right? And this passed out of the Human Services Committee 9-0. That was a unanimous vote. So that was really great. Then it went to the House floor, where it also passed unanimously 105-0. Here's where we're at right now. We're in a bind.
If you don't mind, I'd like to just interject one more, because I think it's important. So HB, and again, the legislation we're talking about is HB 5373. Please look it up. Please review it. How rare is it for legislation to go unanimous out of committee and unanimous on the House floor?
I have been told it's pretty much unheard of. Yeah. I think that our testimony made a great deal of difference. And what
individual patients and physicians, and I apologize for cutting you off. I apologize. Individual patients, individual physicians, their testimony, something as simple as calling in, filling out a slip through the online template, that carries significant weight to the point where you're able to see unanimous passing, unanimous consensus on this legislation. Please go ahead.
Well, and also on the urgency for having legislation like this, because I think the message was brought home that we don't have any more time to wait. We have both practitioners' lives and livelihoods on the line and patients, and we simply can't. That's untenable to continue that way. So we were fortunate to get a very good Senate sponsor, Laura Fine. She actually shared with me that her husband is an amputee and a chronic pain patient. So that's where her interest comes in, which is great. So we know we have a great sponsor. Here's our dilemma. The Senate gets between 6,000 to 7,000 bills every single legislative session. So that's a lot for anybody. And to give you an idea of how big the assignments committee is, it's 6 people going through. So that's like 1,000 bills a person. So when I talked to Senator Fine yesterday, what she told me was there are a ton of bills that are just being held up in assignments. They haven't been sent to committees to be voted on. It's not that people don't like them. But I said, well, we need to get this bill through. This is important. And she said, well, I couldn't agree more. As a, you know, spouse of a pain patient, I see every day how this impacts people who can't access their medication. And this is a senator saying that, right? So that shows how much harder it would be for somebody else maybe to get their medicine.
And it also shows just how valuable people like yourself, individuals across the state of Illinois, physicians, patients, friends, family, advocates, just how powerful their voices are. Because if an Illinois state senator is asking for support to help get legislation moving forward, it very much means that this process is very egalitarian, meaning all of our voices matter. And I think in today's jaded world of mistrust and disinformation and misinformation, it's easy to get jaded about things. But what you're finding, being on the ground, boots on the ground, moving this forward, seeing the unanimous consensus, what you're seeing is that from an Illinois state senator, if we successfully support this legislation through phone calls and online submissions, we can help pass this and help it to advance it forward. Am I correct?
Yes. And to make, frankly, to put Illinois on the map, because the Midwest is a bit of a desert with respect to chronic pain treatment. And that would make us functionally a sanctuary state so that people from other states, I already know people from other states who come here. But I also have seen the flip side. For example, over the spring, we had 30 children lose their doctor in Illinois overnight. These are kids with leukemia, terminal conditions, things of that nature and magnitude. We could not find them another doctor here. They now have to go 300 miles if they're able, right, to make that trip to get their medication.
Okay, so now let's turn our words into action. People listening, people wanting to get involved, what do they need to do? Who do they need to reach out to? Provide the phone numbers, provide the emails. And of course, whatever you list here, we're going to include in the description section below. So they'll have the actual text itself. But please go ahead and kind of let the listening audience know how they can actually turn the words into power.
Great. So the most important thing is actually to make contact with state senators at this point. And there are 3 points of contact that we're asking people for. The first thing is please contact your personal Illinois state senator if you live in Illinois. Now, if you don't know who that person is, that's okay. There's a website, www.openstates.org. If you scroll down to that website, there's a place where you put your address in and you click on the button and it will give you every single person who represents you. Your state people should be at the top. You'll have 1 representative and 1 senator. So you'll know that you've hit the right people. The senator will be in green on the bottom, at the top of the 2.
I don't want to disclose the text message that you had sent me, but I want to simply show for the audience, there is a resource section where you can go to Open States and select your address or scroll down on the home. And again, I'm reading the text message that you sent. I hope you don't mind. Put your address in, scroll down on the home page to the part that accepts an address. So again, as Ms. Kat had mentioned, www.openstates.org, openstates.org. Go to the resource section, click on Open States, put your address in, and you'll identify who your Illinois state senator is.
Right. And from that point, you might have to click on that person's name. It will then show you their contact information. And what Senator Laura Fine asked was have people call their Illinois state senator, if you live in Illinois, and ask that person two things, okay? One is please support House Bill 5373. And the second thing is to please consider co-sponsoring it.
Now, okay, so when you say co-sponsor, ask the constituent of a particular state senator to serve as a co-sponsor to Senator Fine.
Right, correct. So, for example, we were very fortunate when our bill started in the House, it only had one sponsor. But by the time we got to the House floor, it picked up like 3-4 co-sponsors. So it gets momentum going. And that can help assignments release something to a committee so we can actually be heard. So that's the first and most important step for an Illinois resident.
Sure. And then also there is a Miss Kimberly Lightford, who is the chair of the assignment committee.
Yeah. Right. The second idea came from a group that we partnered with here in Illinois called She Votes. They're a really neat organization. And
She Votes.
Yeah, She Votes Illinois. They talked about the assignments committee because they're the ones who can release the bill so that it can be heard and testified on and voted upon by the Senate. The chair of that committee is named Kimberly Lightford, and that's spelled Lightford, her last name. What we would like is for people to make phone calls to Senator Lightford requesting that House Bill 5373 be sent to committee, released to committee for a vote, and that these senators consider supporting and possibly co-sponsoring it. Now, I've got Senator Lightford's phone numbers that I can share as well.
Sure, and we'll include that in the description below. So we have the contact information for Ms. Kimberly Lightford, as well as, and again, I don't mean to steal your thunder, but the vice chair of the assignments committee, Mr. Dan Cunningham as well.
Yeah, that was the final step, was to please contact Vice Chair Cunningham. So Senator Cunningham, it's the same script that we'll be sharing at the end. And we really appreciate it because this makes a difference. To just give you all an idea of what a difference it makes, one of the biggest bills that Illinois has had was its police reform bill. People think that had a ton of people involved. It actually had fewer than 10 people, okay, actually take part and make those calls and give testimony. So every single voice matters a lot. And we were told that if we could get around that number or a greater number, that that increases our odds. And that means that we can provide relief to chronic pain sufferers and the healthcare providers today.
So let's play on that point a bit further, because I think it's important for the listening audience to understand that Illinois legislation for law enforcement, which is one of the most polarizing issues, in that we as a society believe that whether we're for police reform or whether we support police, that we see them in the news quite often. Good or bad, they are always on the radar of the public ethos. Legislation around that topic, in order to pass forward to be quote-unquote perceived as supported by the constituency, had 10 active constituents pushing that forward. I think it shows you the testament of the power of the individual, how one single individual who may be listening to this conversation, who may be seeing the names, Lightfoot, Cunningham, who may read the description of what the email to send should be and then acts on it, that one individual could make a significant difference in how the Illinois State Senate acts. Can you contextualize that a bit, please?
Every single one of you has the power and the ability to make this happen. I could not have come here alone. You've been part of this journey for such a long time and such a great teammate to have on Team Illinois. And I really appreciated your help. But I mean, it really has taken a village and so many different people. And when I testified, what really struck me was it wasn't just my story. And that's not the only reason. I wouldn't have just been there for me. I was there because of all of the doctors that have been targeted unfairly and have lost so much that can't be replaced. I was there because of patients who every week I no longer have in my lives because we lose them. I was there because of people like Senator Fein who maybe have a family member and they can't bear to see that person suffering unnecessarily. And I tried to bring all of that into the testimony. I tried to talk about the children we represent, the veterans, the doctors, everybody. But really, one person can make that difference. One person making one connection can make that difference. But the thing is, we can't take it for granted that it's done deal, right? I trust me, I've made these calls, all of them, made them more than once. I've emailed them our memoranda and all that material, but we need them to hear from more than just me.
Sure. So let's leave it at that. We will provide the phone numbers and the emails of the appropriate contacts in the description below. We'll provide a templated script that you can simply copy and paste, modify, and then send it to the assignment committee and to your local senator. The point being, we want to make it as easy for you as possible to get involved and to support legislatively something that is so critical to protecting patients and physicians. And remember, for those of you who may be thinking we should have more control over prescription control, opioid control, this legislation has nothing to do with control or lack thereof. It's simply protecting the sanctity of the patient-physician encounter. And should something happen outside of that, then by all means, any and every appropriate legislative action that can be enforceable will be done. This is simply identifying the priority of the patient-physician encounter, which is something we can all agree on is sanctimonious and should not be subject to any further government encroachment.
And there's one final thing, I believe, that was about this bill, which is that people have asked me, if they're not in Illinois, can they still help? Can they make calls? And the answer is absolutely. And the reason is, if you have a relationship with somebody in Illinois who's impacted by these policies, and many people in this community do, if you know a doctor or a patient in Illinois, a chronic pain patient or a physician or a spouse or a caregiver, or you're a member of an organization like a patient advocacy group or a professional advocacy organization, then you have a reason to be contacting these people. And I actually spoke to Vice Chair Cunningham's district director earlier today and talked to him about that very thing, because his first question was, are you a constituent? And I said, I'm not in your district, but as this person acting in this capacity, I represent an awful lot of people who are. And they're suffering, and I'm calling on their behalf. Some of them can't because they're children. or because they're so ill, they simply cannot make these calls, or because they've been incarcerated, et cetera. But at any rate, the point is every single one of you can make a difference. And APDF has made a commitment, which is that we will be working on legislation to the best of our ability, as best of my ability, as many places as possible, which I've done for as much time as I can. So if I have more bandwidth, because this bill gets passed, that means that another state maybe can be something that I could contribute towards.
Sure. Last thing, can you talk a little bit about the urgency of this legislation? How quickly should people should respond?
So we have only until Friday, technically, for this bill to move forward.
May 17th.
Or die, right? Which means that people need to be doing this like yesterday, but today is okay. Up until Friday, yeah.
Sure. So this is going to be published on Wednesday, May 15th. We need those who are listening to respond and act on it by May 17th. So again, listen to the conversation, see the passion and the credibility in Ms. Katz, recognize the importance of HB 5373 in protecting the patient-physician relationship while recognizing that there are diversion risks with prescription opioids, but the key factor here is that it should not compromise the patient-physician relationship. And we all understand that the opioid overdose crisis is a complex blend of many medical and societal issues. But what we also recognize is that we cannot create new harms in misguided efforts to find solutions that may or may not work. So let's find solutions that protect patients, protect physicians, and above all, protect each and every one of us. Because when we protect our fellow person, fellow man and woman, we protect ourselves. And that's the key thing behind this whole epidemic. We're all in this together.
That's
any final words, Kat?
That's our neighborhood motto. One of our street artists was commissioned to do it. And I love that we're all in this together because it's true.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's each of our obligation to sort of take care of one another and keep us a strong community. And I'm
awesome.
Proud of this community.
Yeah. So we're with no further ado, we're going to get this live. We can get this out here. You and I are going to disseminate this actively, and we're going to see how many people we can get to support the legislation because this is important for chronic pain patients. So with that, Ms. Katz, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.